This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on. You know the number. Let's all say it together. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I'd love to give away the writer of the next book when Dr. Gerard joins me in the next, after the break. He's written a book, More Great News for America. His last book was Great News for America. Actually, the guy has called like the last dozen elections of presidents and that kind of thing. So I love having him on. He gets me excited because he feels me. I don't know. What is it? Hope, enthusiasm.
They call that hope.
Is that hope? That's real hope, though. Not that crap that was sold to us like 8 years ago.
Right.
Okay. That wasn't hope. That was something else. It still leaves a stench behind. But anyway. So for some of you who had given me positive input on Barack Lori that we had, and no relation to Barack Obama. Atheism Kills is Barack's book, okay? I got one to give away, just one. So whatever. But here's the deal. The first or the 25th email that I get, you can have the book for free. Won't cost you anything. Won't cost you anything in shipping. Nothing. I send it to you. And it's signed by Mr. Barack. Let's see. Is it in there somewhere? It is? Yeah. See that? You probably can't see that. Whatever. Doesn't matter. You have to trust me. If you want the book, send me an email. 25th person sends me an email. Says, I want Atheism Kills. Okay? Not atheists kill, but atheism kills. All right? And you'll see, if you get the book, you'll see what he means. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Then coming up in the next next segment is Dr. Gerard Lomero. Okay, let me get on it. Let me get on it here. Where the heck did it go? Oh, there it is. The mainstream media, real pieces of work. We already know this, and we keep saying it, and, you know, people are tired of hearing us say it that way. But here's the deal. We didn't hear from one. We didn't hear from two. We've got about five survivors now who say that not only were the questions, CNN tried to changing their questions, but nobody will let them on to talk about their stories. Well, you hear a little bit on Fox, but for the most part, nobody really wants to hear their survival stories. Right? And one person comes out and says, hey, networks don't really want us to give our real opinions unless we're in line with theirs. So Arlana Klein, a junior at the school, at the high school, said it was inexcusable that CNN would attempt to get fellow survivor of the school shooting, Colton Hebb, to deliver scripted questions at a town hall on Wednesday. Now, she said the event was conducted by the network on the massacre. Klein attended a listening session hosted by President Trump at the White House. Hebb appeared on Tucker Carlson Tonight. That's the name of the show. Tonight, not like tonight, tonight. And said that not only was he given a script question, but he believed the whole event was scripted. She went on to say, our voices need to be heard. And he should have been able to ask any question he wanted to, but instead, CNN had decided what they should be asking. Now, the whole point on Laura Ingraham's show, she said, the whole point of the town hall meeting was to hear kids and hear what kids had to say, and hear how kids felt. Her father, prefacing that he's a Republican and a gun owner, said that he was approached by a CNN producer the day after the shooting and felt that they were looking for people who were willing to just expose or, you know, regurgitate a certain narrative. The producer insinuated to me that we were looking for people who were willing to espouse a certain narrative, which was taking a tragedy and turning it into a policy debate. And he said, obviously, they didn't say exactly that. He read between the lines. But the reality was, that's what they were looking for. And he wasn't about to give it to them. He says, unfortunately, I don't think that a lot of people really understand what's going on when they're talking about gun control. He says, I'm a Republican, a gun owner, a responsible gun owner. And we talked about gun control. He says, it's not about taking away guns from people like me, but keeping them out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Irresponsible people. You know, it's really what it boils down to. We're always looking to yank them out of the hands of people who've never caused any trouble. You know, you show up at my house to get the gun. What am I going to say to you, huh? What? What are you doing here? Why are you doing this? I haven't done anything. I've not gotten in trouble. I've gotten not even got a speeding ticket, and you're coming to get my guns. I don't get it. Now, let me see. Representative Ted Deutsch, a Democrat out of Florida, kept repeating that he wanted to eliminate any gun that can fire 150 rounds in 6 minutes. He said, you know what? That's almost every gun that's out there. I mean, think about something. 150 rounds. Let's say, my God, you could do that with an old-time six-shooter, for God's sakes, if you had those reloaders. I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about how long 6 minutes is. Even... these guys, they just make me nuts. Is that 6 minutes? Yeah, 6 minutes. All right. So he said this supposed assault weapon ban and these other items they talk about aren't going to accomplish anything. So I agree we need to make some kind of headway, but we need to make real headway. It needs to be smart headway. It needs to be sane headway. And these people are just reactionary. They're simply reactionary. And it's too bad that, you know, well, we all kind of figured it, but it's too bad that news, so-called news, okay, so I don't make some of you go crazy, so-called news sources are scripting questions to push their narrative. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back with Dr. Gerard Romero right after this. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about gcntelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Welcome back. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. And I very much appreciate it. Seriously, I really do. I know that with all the shows out there, with all the choices you have, tonight, this is the one. But you know what? Here's how I see it. I know it's kind of full of myself a little bit here, but here's how I see it, all right? You have all these shows to choose from. You've chosen this one, and it just shows me how high your IQ is. It's just kind of where my head's at with all this. Anyway, always a pleasure. I really appreciate the time that you spend, you know, tuned in, paying attention, and that kind of stuff. But you know what? I want to get to this guy because I do not want to waste a minute with him. I have so much fun with him when he's actually, he makes my head explode sometimes with all the information he has. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us. He's got a brand new book out there called More Great News for America. Dr. Lomero, I don't know if we can take any more excitement.
That reminds me of the election, the presidential election, and Trump said, "You're going to get tired of winning."
Well,
you know, yeah, well, there is more great news for America. By the way, the book is out, launched this week. It is going all around the world. I'm booked on a radio show in Spain. It's my first radio show ever I've done in Spain, even though I sold a bunch of books in Spain last time around, and so I'm happy to see that they are interested in America and our issues.
Well, wait a minute. Your book has got to be befuddling them because, you know, my understanding of people in Europe or what have you, they just think he's a buffoon and he can't make anything work.
Well, when I've talked to folks before in Europe about my ideas and that, they do sort of look like, where did you come from, you know, because they have a different point of view.
Sure.
But usually by the time I'm done talking to them, they're tied up in total knots and don't know what to say.
Well, you can't, hard to fight logic, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, most of them, I mean, this thing with North Korea had to totally floor people from around the world because, look, he took a totally different tack than any other person in authority has done before. My button's bigger than yours. You know, I'll turn you into the next great lake. I mean, really, seriously, we haven't heard that kind of rhetoric from any other president.
He's tough. You know, the American people, one of the trends I uncovered during the election was what I call the general patent trend. And the general Patton, of course, you know, everybody knows, is a famous American general, tough as nuts, and great on the battlefield. And American people were looking for another great general, a leader, not somebody who was going to bow to Saudi kings, not somebody who was going to give up and roll over and pretend we're not leaders in the world, pretend that America isn't exceptional. They wanted just the opposite, and they got just the opposite. They got a tough person, a tough negotiator, somebody who wasn't going to get pushed around by North Korea, Iran, or anybody else.
Yeah, or people the same building as him. He's not going to let anybody walk on him. And I love this conversation that he can't hold anybody in the White House. He can't keep anybody in there. But I've said, look at the numbers. Look at what's going on. And frankly, unlike most politicians or government workers, he doesn't want people around who aren't in agreement or going to do the job, right? I mean, there's really nothing wrong here.
Well, there's also other factors, too. A lot of people stay and work at the White House for 1 year because it goes on their resume, and then they can get a good job lobbying or doing other things because of their White House experience. There are other people who wanted to go in there and try to further their own career and found out that, no, they had to just do the job the way the president wanted, and they got into trouble either with him or with others, and there are different ways people leave under those circumstances. But at any rate, it's not unusual to have a high turnover. It's a tough job, a tough place to be, and there are all sorts of agendas going on, some of them hidden, some of them not. We have the deep state folks, that some of them were left over from there. A lot of things going on, but believe me, the bottom line is, what is he accomplishing? Look at the Heritage Study that came up with 334 different policy objectives for this administration. He's fulfilled 64%, and at the same time period back in 1980, when Reagan, who I voted for in the Electoral College back then, he only got 49% done. And here, President Trump is outdoing even the great Ronald Reagan, because he was a great president, Ronald Reagan. I actually had the good fortune to be close to him. He was fantastic, but you know what? Donald Trump is fantastic, too.
Well, here's what I need to know from you. It's going to take us a while to get through this, but you're actually talking about the fact that not only will we maintain we'll maintain the House, but we'll grow some seats in the Senate. We'll maintain power.
Yes, and you know what? I wrote the book a few months back, and it took a while to get it published and everything. Believe it or not, the numbers are getting stronger for conservatives in the Senate. We are going to have a much more conservative Senate, and I think right now we're looking at 60 Republican seats. There is no way there's going to be a blue wave. That's going to be a fiasco for the Democrats. It's going to be a conservative, strong, red-type wave. And I'll tell you another thing that's going to happen. All the Supreme Court vacancies are going to get filled very easily for Donald Trump, because we have some of those coming up very soon. And this new Senate in 2019, they're just going to basically say, yes, yes, sir, yes, sir, and it pass all those Supreme Court justices real quickly. And then we're going to have a supermajority of conservatives on the Supreme Court. Boy,
wow.
Is that going to make a difference.
You're getting me excited. You know, I mean, I really would like to see this happen. I'm looking at the people we have in there now. You and I have talked about this before, where I say, you know, even though he's got people to work with, he hasn't got a lot of solid people around him and solid conservative Republicans. I'd like to believe they are, but I don't believe they are for a second. But you don't do your polls the same way others do. I mean, most people, I always even
do.
You, but you gather information.
Right. I find data, and I create models. And they're much more accurate than the polls, because a lot of the polls are using outdated techniques, I think. You know, well, not so much technique, but the underlying model they use in their polls is fundamentally wrong from what I can see. I've reviewed some of them this year. They're suffering from the same mistakes they made in 2016. That's why in 2016 I said those polls are wrong. Hillary is not ahead by 12%. We're seeing the same things going on now. I saw one poll from USA Today, Suffolk University, and I thought, wow, why are they saying this? This seems like it's out of touch with reality. But nevertheless, they're reporting polls that are fundamentally going along with the media. And what they hope in their head, what they're dreaming, is true. But it's not true.
All right.
This
well,
is
you gotta,
a conservative country getting more conservative.
You got to hold that dream in your head for a minute. We're going to hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dr. Romero joins me. Don't go far, because we have more great news for America. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're engaged and you're involved in the conversation. You really need to be, because that's how you get different sides of the issue. Right, wrong, or different, you're going to get different sides of the issue. You'll get to understand how people think, how people approach things. And that's smart. That's good. It's not bad. It's a good thing. It's okay to hear other opinions, people. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know what? My next guest, I always enjoy so much when he's on with me. Dr. Gerard Lomero is on. He's written a new book called More. I don't know if we can handle it, doctor. You know, I'm going to need a defibrillator here. More good news for America. More great news for America. The dawning of the new conservative era and the new conservative. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. First, I want to get how you're coming up with your conclusions, because you know all the polls say that the Dems are just going to have a sweep across this country.
Well, I do not do polling, okay? I am not a Gallup. I am not a Rasmussen. I am a computer modeler. I model problems. I model situations. I model the electorate, basically, abstractly. Math, statistics, and all the techniques we have in optimization theory and understanding, things like predictive analytics. There's just a whole body of tools. I have BS, MS, PhD in modeling. And actually, math, computer science for bachelor, master's in business, PhD in engineering. I also have a postdoctoral fellowship in modeling from National Science Foundation. So I'm all about modeling. And what people don't understand is that every poll has an underlying model. they can't just call 1,000 people and report those numbers because they're not likely to be very accurate. They have to be adjusted based on the underlying model. What went wrong in 2016 and why I was right in 2016 and since then is really the subject in part of this book. The beginning of the book answers those questions. So people who really wanted to get an in-depth answer, buy the books. You'll find out what's the matter with the polls and what's right with modeling and why the models are more right and more correct these days. And that applies to other things, not just regular polls, but presidential approval ratings are understating Trump by 5 to 8%. And that's because, once again, they're relying on more polling techniques and not on concentrating on the modeling underlying all of it. So I go into that. I look at things that other people don't look at. For example, I look at voter intensity. I look at voter turnoff. I look at voter momentum. I look at voter registration dynamic.
Yeah, but slow down a minute.
There are lots of numbers out there.
Right,
sure.
But when you talk about voter intensity, I mean, they're discussing, talking about, and you're seeing in some of the special elections, you've got more Dems showing up. Is that going to be a big deal in the presidential, well, this next general election? Do you think they're going to show up in higher numbers?
No, I don't. You have to remember, okay, it's rare to consider one party get 100% of all elections. There are situations where the Republicans have weak candidates, they haven't recruited well, there are situations where the Democrats have inflamed their electorate enough to get them out a little bit more. I think that's part of what's going on with DACA and a lot of other issues right now, the gun control issue. They're trying to find some way to stir up their base to get them moving in their direction, which is radical leftist. And American people are basically rejecting that. But anyway, what I'm saying is, yeah, they're going to win a few elections. They'll win a few elections in November as well. But overall, the House is going to stay solidly Republican, but it's going to be more conservative than it is today. And the Senate is overwhelmingly going Republican. Right now, the numbers are better and stronger for a conservative Republican Senate than they were when I wrote the
book. So you think
in a matter of months, it's turning worse for the Democrats.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, so do you think that part of that is for the message for the Democrats right now is further left, more progressive, more craziness? They don't really have any processes or policies they want to put in place. So you think this is what's driving more Dems away from the core of the party and more towards conservatives or the conservative movement, if you will?
Well, I'll tell you, it's hard to sustain elections throughout American history. You look at any election 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 10 days ago, you know, 10 weeks ago. It's hard to really do too well if it's a completely negative agenda. They don't get that. They think that hating Trump and trying to impeach Trump is going to get them elected. They're nuts because the economy is going up. The economy tends to drive peaceful economies or peaceful electorates. And we have the country at peace. It looks like Trump is making headway with North Korea. They're saying, and hopefully they will follow through, they're not going to launch more missiles or nuclear weapons in our direction and that. You have a peaceful economy. My 10 laws for winning presidential elections, which I wrote 2 decades ago, kicks in. And the economy drives an election. And so right now, Trump is building support for his 2020 reelection because of the economy continues to grow. Consumer confidence, even today, the latest numbers today show consumer confidence high. Hispanic unemployment is incredibly low. We had low numbers today. The black unemployment, historically, not quite the lowest lowest. The lowest lowest was in December, but it's close to that. It's like 0.1 difference right now in February. We just reported out February's numbers. And so things are looking good. There are a whole bunch of reasons. We don't have a long enough show to tell you all the good reasons that are going on here. But I'll tell you this. Right now, it looks like the Senate is going to be incredibly conservative, much more so than today. And Trump's agenda in 2019 is going to breeze through.
Well, you know what? I want, and not that I disbelieve you, but I want to agree with you. I'd like to believe that's going to happen. My part of my concern is our people. people that claim to be Republicans in the House and the Senate that really haven't supported the president the way, in my mind, the way that they should.
Yeah, I understand. You know? I understand. Well, let me give you some great news about that.
Okay. Please.
Okay, so let me tell you what I think is going to happen. I have 8 predictions. The first book, I had 10 predictions, 9 came right. Okay? So I have a track record there on predictions. Okay? This time around, I have 8 new predictions. And one of the predictions is the Democratic Party is going to close down. It's going to shut down. It'll no longer exist. I don't know which month, which year it's going to shut down, but it's about to shut down in the near future. Okay, it may take until 2019, maybe 2021, but somewhere in the not-too-distant future, it's going to be completely
But don't, all right, but just don't fly over that, because my people ask me questions afterward. Is that because they're going too far left?
Under your time limit here.
That's all right. We got to, but is that because they're going too far left? They're becoming too much socialist?
Yeah.
Why is that happening?
Because the American people are rejecting it.
Right.
American people are upset when they think they're losing freedom. They are not in favor of gun control. They are not in favor of what's going on in campuses, colleges, and universities, where conservatives are being shut down. They are really livid upset with people like Lerner at the IRS and shutting down conservative 501c3s or C4s, whatever she shut down. Different nonprofits
Right. Wouldn't
give them their right to have a nonprofit society. They're against the damage to free speech in America today. They are upset about the swamp and why they want it cleaned up. They want Hillary, by the way, in jail. That's what American people want.
Really?
And they want Sessions to appoint a special counsel and hurry up with it. And if he doesn't, they want him fired. That's how strong people are feeling. And so we have this tremendous buildup of anger in the American people over how the Democrats are acting. They're mad even at Hollywood. They're willing to give up films. They're willing to give up entertainment because they are fed up with the leftist point of view and having it jammed down their throats. And what's happening is a lot of Democrats, and this surprised me, I started seeing it last fall, a lot of Democrats are actually starting to support the Trump agenda and support Trump himself because they feel like the Democrats are no longer American.
Right.
And whether or not they are is not my issue. My issue is to report on what I see as the facts, and the facts I see is the Democratic Party is going to shut down.
All right, so I will let you go through the other 7 on the other side of the break, and I promise I will not interrupt you. I'm Joe Messina, solicitor at Railside. I know. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us for talking about his new book, More Great News for America. We'll be back in a minute.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back.
Baby, baby.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No calls, no notes. I'm not reading your notes because I don't want to blow this guy's time. I always enjoy when he's on with me. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, and he's written a book called More Great News for America Coming. Now, according to Dr. Lomero, right? I mean, he's been called by radio and TV hosts across the country America's number one political analyst. I agree with them. I mean, I've had him on the show for years. I don't think he's missed it yet. I don't know. I'm afraid to ask him anything about my life because he might tell me something I don't want to hear, you know, and it'll come true, right? So, Dr. Gerard, thank you so much for being with me.
Oh, great to be with you, and I have no data on you, so I can't make a prediction.
Well, thank God. There you go. Perfect. Perfect for me, anyway. You know, so I do appreciate that. You have 8 predictions in your new book. I slowed you down on the one. I promised you I'd let you shoot through the next 7 without me interrupting you. It's all yours, buddy.
Well, I think one of them, there are different interest levels for different people, but I think one of the most interesting is that I believe the San Andrea Fault that runs down the Republican Party is finally going to go. I think there's going to be an earthquake in the Republican Party in the next few years. I don't know exactly which year it'll happen, but I think it's coming up soon. And you're going to be half the party or more will go on the conservative side. They will form a conservative party. On the other part, it'll be the Republican progressives led by people, for example, like Mitch McConnell. I think the conservative party will become the majority party for the next generation or 2 generations. The minority party will be the Republican progressives. They will consist of the old Republican progressives, establishment Republicans, and also some Democrats who aren't quite ready to join the Green Party or the Socialist USA Party, which some of them will. So it's going to be some leftover Democrats in there as well. Some Democrats, though, are skipping right over and becoming conservatives, which is also to be expected given the situation. So I think that's a major I go through the different scenarios for the both parties in the book and talk about all the trends that are trending this way and that way, which is interesting in and of itself. But then at the end of each discussion, I give my prediction for what's actually going to occur. But you also get to see when you read the book some of the other possibilities that are close that might occur, but I give you my best shot. And that is Democrat Party is over, the Republican Party is split in 2. I also think, and I believe this is one of my most important predictions, it's my 8th prediction out of 8 in the new book, is what I call a conservative enlightenment. I think what's happening now, what I see happening, is people's eyes are opening. They're seeing for the first time what the Democratic Party and the left is, because they're seeing outright hatred. They're seeing, you know, positions that are just untenable, are hard to believe. And they're also seeing positions that are supporting essentially criminality, like the sanctuary state of California, the sanctuary cities, and also the corruption in Washington. A lot of people, as I indicated earlier, are very upset that Hillary Clinton is not in jail. They really think there's enough evidence that it would appear that she's committed crimes and other people have to pay for them, like that Navy sailor who took some pictures that he shouldn't have taken. By the way, he was pardoned. We found out that he's pardoned.
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful. I think it was wonderful, anyway.
Right.
Yep.
And so at any rate, there's going to be a conservative enlightenment, which the word enlighten, you know, to see light, and I think people are opening their eyes and seeing for the first time how bad the Democratic Party was and how corrupt Washington has become. And part of this enlightenment, there are going to be 4 religious and cultural trends that are going to change this country dramatically toward increasing conservative era that's happening. One of those is a return to faith in God. We have been dropping the number of people in the Christian religions. You know, there are a whole bunch of Christian denominations in that. But there's going to be a return to faith in God. In fact, it's happening. And that's going to continue to accelerate. There's also going to be a renaissance of reason. We have put up with junk science for too long. And people have, for too long, just listened to people say, oh, Alar is going to damage your apples, and cranberries is going to cause cancer, and climate change is going to, you know, have the oceans overflowing with water from the ice caps, and, you know, all this junk science that the left has pushed in order to get their political agenda. People are waking up to the fact that all of that's politics, and bad politics for that matter. Then there's also going to be a restoration of education, and boy, is that going to shake up things. Because I'm seeing a new trend where trustees, alumni, donors to colleges and universities are going to cut off the donations and start pulling back and trying to get concessions to promote free speech, to allow conservatives to speak on campus, to protect conservatives when they do speak. And also this is going to go down into the K through 12 level too, that through a variety of different things that I discuss in the book, we don't have a lot of time to talk about them. There is going to be a restoration of true education and an elimination of indoctrination, which has gone on for too long. And then finally, overall, there's going to be a rebirth of morality within the country, within Washington, within the government, and a rebirth of freedom. We're going to have stronger, more safe freedom, peace, because all of this leads to peace when you have rule of law and order and morality and freedom. And we're also going to see unprecedented prosperity like we have never seen in America before. We're going to hit 4% GDP, then we're going to hit 4.5% GDP. We are going to live a lifestyle you can't believe today. It's going to get really good. It's going to take some years to pull this off, but it's going to happen.
Well, that was one of my comments I was going to make to you. We all know that it's the next generation. Once we get this generation under hand, once you take up your education point, for instance, once you start teaching them the truth, once you start driving home the realities of our history and what it means and what have you, and truly teach these kids, then it's a generation before it really becomes solid and hits the general populace, does it not?
No, and it's happening the opposite. Millennials are also seeing the Enlightenment. They are
really
looking in different directions. Yeah, there are some who are, you know, tied into the socialist cause. They think Bernie Sanders is the winner. But I'll tell you, with the Internet and the ability to self-educate, because you can always, you know, decide which websites you're going to go to, unless you're in China, where they limit you. But if you're in America, you're fairly free to go to any websites you want. And because of that, they're starting to self-educate themselves. And they're starting to catch on. They're also getting turned off on Facebook and Twitter. Believe it or not, there's a trend that direction, which is not good for Facebook and Twitter, because they're obviously on the left, and they tend to censor information on the left. At least that's the impression I get, that they're possibly involved in situations. Well, you mentioned things to me about your situation.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, I see this rebirth of morality, freedom, peace, and prosperity. That's wonderful. And I put all these predictions together, and I think it's really more great news for America. And I'm happy to write about it, talk about it, and help people be optimistic, because some people listen to some of these news stories, listen to the fake news, the fake polls, and actually think it's true when it's not.
Well, no, and because of you, frankly, you know, I don't believe any polls. They come out, and I always laugh and I say, look, I'm going to offer one of my listeners like $100 to the first one who calls me and say they actually got called, you know, and was asked questions. You know, I've been in the area that I'm in almost 18 years, and I've never been called by a local poll or even a state poll. And I hear, you know, according to local polling in Southern California, so-and-so, such-and-such, I've never been called. I've never been asked
right.
a question.
Well, of course, with 325 million Americans, it, you know, the probability of getting called is almost as good as getting picked for a lottery ticket or something. But nevertheless, you would expect a few people would hear, and no, they haven't.
Well, you just, yeah, look at your circles and say, you know, have anybody been hollered at? Has anybody been picked up? No, not at all. So anyway, I really don't care. Where do you think our debt's going? I know you got less than a minute, but you know, will we get that under control? Will something break loose there?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is going to get under control, because things like the tax cut, we're going to have another tax bill. I think it's going to take about 2 years before we do it, but we're going to have a further tax cut, which is going to help also. With 4.5% GDP, we're going to be bringing in so much tax revenue, we're going to have to put it somewhere, so we're going to pay off the debt. Not
all right.
of it right
I'm good
away.
With that. Quickly.
It's going to be something.
Where can people find your book?
More great news for America on Amazon, Kindle, or print, or go to greatnewsforamerica.com, which is my website, and you can click there and buy it as well. More Great News for America is a book. It is fantastic. It's my fifth book and my best book so far.
You know, when I have you on, I have got to take a nap afterwards, so I should have you on the very last hour, because I'm wiped out with all the great information I get from you. But I always appreciate the time you spend with me, Doctor. Very much appreciate it.
I enjoy it. You have a great show.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Next hour, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. And I do mean all kinds of stuff. We'll be back in a bit.